sat together up and down, and each and every one of them, each and every one of them is separately sevenfold color. The watery portion is beyond the sevenfold covering, and each covering is 10 times more expansive than the previous covering. The Personality of Godhead who creates all such universes by its breathing period lies above the cluster of the universes.
It says there's there's water, air, fire, ether, and pradana. This is given. Then this also should be corrected.
Third kind of is 5 covering?
Yes.
And it's a second kind of 7 covering?
Yes.
Seven covering is subtle. And this 5 covering is gross.
Yes.
The subtle should be taken. Subtle should be taken also.
Yes. And the pradhana, is pradhana subtle matter?
Yes.
So the subtle is mover like of a gross, like the miller's wheel.
Yes.
And the potter's wheel moves the pot.
Yes.
So the pradhana, the mind is moving the body.
Yes.
Well, then it's so the pradhana, they simply put pradhana.
If it is mentioned 5, then it is 5 gross.
Mm-hmm.
And 7 means subtle.
Yes.
So 5 or 7, of course, 7 is more explicit than the 5.
I never see anywhere where it's mentioned that there's an earth covering. It's always water is the first. Water is the first layer, it's given. So there are 4 of the elements. And then
then above water, there is air.
Yes. Air, fire,
yes.
Ether. Water, fire, air, ether.
Yes.
And then there's pradhana. So pradhana is split up into the 3. Ahankara, Mahatattva, and what's...
Pradhana is material ingredients.
Yeah.
Material cause.
Material cause.
And prakriti
is the efficient cause.
Efficient cause.
And that is in the Brahma Samhita.
Yeah.
I have the page.
This is the canto?
The 3rd canto. I have fragments of it. Satsarupa Prabhu gave me some fragments that he had. So I have a couple of books like this.
I will put it.
Yes.
And the New York boy's opinion is to start a press in New York will be nice. Because there is so many other facilities for press work. If the press goes wrong, there are immediate mechanics to repair it. In other places, it is not possible. I'd like to just think about it.
About the press in New York?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the Montreal Center has a room for a press. However, there is the inconvenience that the building may be torn down in 2 years.
What about that other building? There is a storefront down?
The storefront downstairs?
Yes.
I don't know all the details about that. I haven't been looking into moving.
You told me that there is a church for sale on the other side of the park.
Yes, there is. Yeah.
Where is that church?
It is on Esplanade Street.
On the corner?
It's on a corner. It's on the corner of Esplanade and the other street, I don't remember. I can go on my bicycle.
That's a very big building?
It is a 3-story house. It is about the size of one of these houses here. Not the apartment house, but...
That some cross?
Yes, there's a cross there.
Some pastures, it is written, pasture?
Yes, yes.
And that's a small building.
That's small?
Yeah. I've seen it.
You've seen it. Do you take a walk so far over there?
That's not a very big building.
Not good enough. Well, there's a synagogue.
So what did you do about this building?
This building?
No, you have not written anything?
Well, I haven't had a minute all week.
So you must today finish it.
Yes.
We must borrow tithe and send it.
Okay, I'll finish it today. All this week I was so engaged.
Yes. So our engagement should be on that part. That these people will not easily understand. So we are not going to waste time for nothing. If anybody calls for meeting and lecturing, we must charge.
Right.
Yes. And if they want to hear free, they may come to our temple. Don't become cheap. My Guru Maharaj used to say that Potar kotha keu shone na. If somebody becomes cheap, then nobody hears. Especially in this country.
Yeah.
If you become free speaker, then he is not taken into very serious. So he must charge. In Boston, all the lectures, Satsar Varanj, they paid $100, at least $50.
If they pay, then they'll have to get something out of it. They'll force themselves to get something out of it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Everyone paid. Mm-hmm. The Massachusetts Technical College, Eastern University, there is one.
I think so. Mm.
Then Harvard University and Boston University and one charge. They are paid. Yes. And one charge, Arlington charge. In that church, I think you are present there, Arlington church.
Unitarian?
No, you have not been in Boston. Some girls come from there. They are present.
Annapurna?
Annapurna is always present wherever I go. She is very nice. She wants to follow me. This morning I was asking her that after your marriage, where you want to stay? She said, where you stay? I am traveling. So then you are married, you must have a place to settle. Anyway, in that charge, they charge us for meeting, but we collected very nicely. We collected more than $100.
Oh.
Yes. Very nice meeting.
How many people were there?
More than 100.
Yeah.
Because we collected $100. And at most they have paid $1.
The summer season is very slow in Montreal. The church has cut down their sermon program. Synagogues don't have any sermons in the summer very often. So that is why we haven't had so many engagements. But the month of September, things begin to pick up fast. The coldest time of the year is the busiest time of the year here, actually. The real busy season is January and February.
Yes, I was speaking to Goswanda that Janardhan speaks the winter season is the busiest season, and he will say that it is dull season.
January and February are the busiest, and they're the coldest months. So.
Very busy?
Yes.
How are your feelings, Arabia? Nice? Are you going to Europe? No? You have got to attend your school? That's nice. So your program is starting tomorrow morning?
5 o'clock.
Eh? 5 o'clock?
That's when we have to get up.
Oh, yeah. So you are going by taxi?
To the airport?
Yeah.
Yes, I think so. You have to.
Why three taxis?
Two taxis.
Two taxis.
There are so many of us and so much baggage.
Oh, yes. So for me, I shall be ready to start as soon as we hear from you. Yes. And tomorrow, I shall expect mail. I don't think I am going to Vancouver. Mm-hmm. Because from Upendra's letter, it is not very encouraging. And I don't think Mr. Rinovic will, on his personal account, call me and pay me. I don't think so. So, what is your next program here?
Then, the next program here, well, the busy season will begin. So I'll go to McGill and Sir George Williams Universities and some churches also. And I'll try to get speaking engagements.
Willing?
Possibly. Maybe I'll find a place on the other side of the mountain for you, because the man here insists that if we take this for September, we must take it for the whole year.
That means October, November, December?
Until next year in September. 12 months.
Oh!
That's what he's insisting on.
Oh, because in the winter season they don't get tenants?
Well, he will get easily tenants, but he wants to get a tenant for the whole winter. And September is a month when there is the best chance for getting a tenant, because that's when all the student population comes back into town. And this is a student district.
Oh.
And so in the month of September, he would like to either get a tenant for the whole year or leave the place open. But maybe I can persuade him, because it is not very easy to find a suitable apartment for only 1 month in Montreal.
I borrow something from you.
Yeah.
And I lend him. He does not pay me, and I become thief.
Yes.
For nothing. I borrow from you, and I lend him. He does not pray me, and I become free.
Yeah.
Pare dhan parke diye nije wala cho. So what, that means this is warning. One should not do like that. One should not take responsibility for person where there is no connection. Everywhere the principle of self-interest is there. That is self. But real self-interest is Krishna. For Krishna I can do anything. Because he is Supreme Self. Bijaham sarva-bhutanam, he is the self of self. Where is I? Hansudhuta. What is saying there?
I think it's cooking.
Cooking? It's very expert cooking.
Oh, yeah.
And Vaimavati also assisting her husband.
I
do. Hansudhuta likes to cook.
I love
this. He does a good job too.
So he wants to open a restaurant.
Here?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Our, I mean, say, ISKCON restaurant.
Yes.
So, you wanted to open the restaurant in our temple.
Yes.
So, why don't you do it? He is a very nice cooker.
Mm-hmm. If he stays here to cook, that's a very good idea.
Yeah, he'll stay.
Yes.
I have told him already.
I think
and I have asked all the students in America, chased by this draft board, may come here.
You're gonna have to get a bigger building.
Not anybody left in America.
No, in our connection, our students, then let him come here. So these two boys, Jayapataka and Vaikuntha, in the same process, receive, and therefore I was thinking that let us start prayers and the student and engage all these boys.
Right.
Center. Why don't you try for that building?
The building, the Strathcona, the government building.
That is very nice.
Yes.
But other building in front of our temple, just not in exactly front.
Oh.
The big signboard.
Yes.
What, 16,000 square, 15,000 square feet,
yeah,
a dollar 60 a foot?
Dollar 60?
Yes. We are paying 49 cents a foot, and they're asking, they're $1.60 a foot. They're asking three times more rent than we are paying.
And
very
what,
expensive.
How many? There, 16,000?
15,000 square feet. It is a fortified place because they keep furs. They keep animal furs there, and animal furs are very expensive. And thieves very often break in. So I think that one of the reasons why it's so expensive is because it's fortified.
I do not follow. What is that?
There's a place of animals.
Yes,
where,
yes. Far, yes.
And they're very expensive furs.
Yes. Very expensive.
Very expensive. They want $1.60 a square foot per year, which is very expensive. We're paying 49 cents a square foot per year.
I thought that because it is down floor, the restaurant can be started there.
Oh, you mean there's another place? You mean a storefront downstairs?
Yes.
Well, that place, it's green colored and the windows are covered with soap. The windows are painted white.
No,
no.
It's a big building, big store, a big signboard.
Yeah.
I'll approach. Somebody said, told that is for sale. That was for
there's a store for sale. Now I think what they mean, the business is for sale.
It keeps sale.
Mm-hmm.
Doctors never say in plain terms. It's like at the end of the prescription, add water. This is real purpose. They will write aqua purita. Nobody will understand. They will understand this is also some of the medicine. But aqua means water. Similarly, you can say prasadam distribution. And they will have to consult dictionary what it is. And you can say, oh, it is not a restaurant, it is prasad, so at least.
We tell them nobody is allowed to smoke in here.
Yes.
And they have to take off their shoes, so how can you say it's a restaurant?
Yes. Yes, these are technical. The description, what is called restaurant.
Yes.
Wherever food stuff is prepared and so on, that is called restaurant. Then it will come to that category. Whenever they say, make some law, they give definition of each word. What do you mean by restaurant? So today is another ceremony in the temple.
We couldn't find any barley.
Eh?
We couldn't find any barley. It's, what can we use instead?
Barley? Why? It is.
The stores are all closed today.
Oh.
And boys searched everywhere. They didn't find any barley.
Some grains? Any other grain?
There's whole wheat.
That is good.
Whole wheat grains, and there's rice.
Better. Wheat is better.
Yes. And what else is there? There's some...
Sesame?
Sesame. I don't know. Is there some sesame?
Yeah.
There's some sesame. And there's some buckwheat. Raw buckwheat.
Buckwheat? What is that?
Raw buckwheat. It's a grain.
What is the significance of using the barley and the sesame?
Some eatables, that's all. Grains are eatables. Therefore, I was substituting. They are eatables. There must be something eatable.
Is eatable? Does Krishna eat out of the fire?
Yeah.
He does? He eats all that?
Everyone eats. There, Krishna eats through fire. Therefore, yajna is offered. Krishna eats by so many ways, but people want to see that I give food stuff, it must be finished. So, for the rudimentary seers, or the less intelligent class, this is...
Virata Rupa conception.
Virata Rupa, yes. That is also for, nice, right. That through fire he eats, yes. Or through the mouth of the Brahmins and devotees. Two things are. Therefore, according to the Vedic religion, the Brahmins and Vaishnavas, devotees are invited to take food in some ceremonies, in some of the ceremonies. They are specially invited. With great honor. In pilgrimage, somebody goes to Vrindavan, Prayag, Mathura, they invite the Brahmins and Vaishnavas, so that through them Krishna is eating. They have come to satisfy Krishna in a place of pilgrimage. And these are the systems. So, for the purpose of eating, so many Brahmins have sprung up. Because Brahmins are invited, so many so-called Brahmins are there. They be present when eating, and when there is chanting of Veda, they are not present there. Baby has also tilak. She is very happy. I never seen such a small child not crying. That means she is always happy. She is not crying means, because baby cry and there is discomfort. And her face shows that she is very happy.
Swamiji.
Thank you. See?
Two legs and one knee.
Oh, that's it. Then she's not very healthy, I think. Because I'm very energetic.
By
Divine
Grace, Krishna's appearance day, in San Francisco, my mother came to the temple and she wore a sari and a tilak.
You're converting your mother to this cult.
Very nice mother she is.
Okay. Unless mother is good, how the children are good?
Something like that. Thor is one of the biggest. He helped more than anybody. He would come home and she would read to them from the Bhagavatam. But he would tell her, oh, if you don't serve Krishna, you must serve Maya. And he would say, that's Maya. He'd tell his mother that, 7 years old. And he'd explain to her. Amiji, by the end of our classes, he was actually understanding the Srimad Bhagavatam, being able to listen to it and ask questions about it.
There in Costa?
Yes.
Even at the temple when there would be lectures, and then the lecturer says, are there any questions? Or he'd raise his hand and he'd ask very intelligent questions.
Are you? And then why not keep him with me? Your mother. I think your mother will not agree to that.
Maybe his mother needs him.
The mother needs court to keep her in
Krishna
consciousness. I think he's going to be a Narad. Narad, when he was 5 years old, he was thinking that my mother is too much attached to me. And when his mother died, he thought free. Oh, I'm not free.
At
yes.
The age of 5.
Yes, indeed. And at once he went out. In his previous life. Then from 5 years till the end of life, he cultivated Krishna consciousness, and next life he began. That is described in the first part of our Srimad Bhagavatam. The story is there, how he converts, how he becomes Narada.
Father, Twatsamatsi visited his father is a demon, so torn carrying it in his pocket. One guy's picture is Swamiji and one guy's on the back is written Tavakarakamalavare. And he sits and says that under his breath, because if his father heard, his father gets mad.
This is the age for injecting Krishna consciousness. If children are taught Krishna consciousness from this age, the face of the world will be different.
There are some
Hindus, but they are not Hindus. They have got also orphanage like that. It is very important. I thought in that way. When my mother died, as the devotees of the Lord think, I also thought in that way. What is that? It is a grace of the Lord. My mother is now dead. Because she is the, real cause of my non-freedom. So she is now there. There, then I am free. It is very contradiction from the materialistic point of view. It is said that bhaktanam samabhipsita. As the devotees think, so I also in that way thought. What is that? Anugraham mannamana. I thought it a special grace of the Supreme Personality. Anugraham mannamana pratisthaṁ disamuttara. And I at once took leave of my so-called home and went there. So that is the difference between the devotees of the Lord and materialistic ones. When their materialistic relationship, comforts are taken away, they think, oh, it is all grace. And the materialistic person, when their materialistic comforts are increased, they think it is grace. Jani sa saru bhuta nam tasmin jagriti sa. That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Just like, there is a crude example, I think I have cited this example many times, that a foolish patient thinks that increase of fever is very nice. Fever, what should be the ideal? Fever should decrease. But those who are less intelligent, they think, yes, it must increase. There is a drama in Bengali that in a house, a doctor came to diagnose. There are two patients, the housewife and the maid servant. So doctor said the maid servant's fever is 105, So there is some anxiety, I give some medicine. And the landlady, she has no fever, practically 99. So there is no anxiety. But the landlady become angry that this doctor is useless. I am the landlady. I am about 99 and my maids are 105. My maid servant should have 98. I should have 110. This is the mentality. The modern civilization is trying to increase the degree of fever to 110 degrees. And you know, as soon as the degree comes to 107, it is death. Do you know that?
Yes.
If this fever increases to 100, therefore as soon as the high fever is there, the doctor tries to decrease it by ice bath and so many things. Because to come to the fever degree 107 or 8 means immediate death. So the modern civilization, they are trying to increase the degree of material fever. And they have come to that point, 107 degree, atomic bomb. Now they are going to die, you see. The American atom bomb or the Russian atom bomb will kill the whole material scientist advancement, you see. So this is the man. Devotee, they want to decrease the fever. Decrease the fever. Therefore the highest ideal life, according to Vedic civilization, Brahmins, Vaishnavas, they decreased their demands of the body, minimum demand. You see, there is amongst the Brahmins, not now in the Vedic system, the Uncha Vritti, it is called Uncha Vritti. Uncha Vritti means they will go to the paddy field and after the cultivator takes all the paddies. Some paddies are thrown away. They will collect those paddies only. Just like birds, they collect. And they collect those paddies and then they will eat. Not even beg, ask anybody for any morsel of food. So completely, and the Bhagavad Sukhdev Goswami recommends that this open field is your bed, and this is your pillow, this is your pot, and the water, and the river is sufficient water, the tree is full of roots, and in the cave there is sufficient apartment. So why did you go? Anyone to ask for your shelter, for your food? Kasmad bhajanti kavayo dhanadun madam. Why should we approach the materialistic, puffed up, moneyed man to give you some help? So Sukhdev Goswami was strictly following this, strictly following, completely independent. That is not possible at the present day. If we imitate, that is not good. We have the Jukta, our Goswami is that prescribed Jukta Vairag. Accept everything in relationship with Krishna. Then it is Jukta Vairag. It is also Vairag. Shushka Vairag and Jukta Vairag. Shushka Vairag means simply renunciation without assimilation. Mahavadi sect, Shankar sect, they have got stringent laws for renunciation. But Vaishnavas, they have no stringent. They accept everything as Krishna prasada, actually, offering Krishna, working for Krishna, living for Krishna. This is the best use. My Guru Maharaj used to say, the best use of a bad one. Everything in Krishna relationship. That is Jukta Vairagya. Nirbandhe Krishna Sambandhe Jukta Vairagya. Vairagya means detachment. So when we are attached to Krishna, automatically we are detached to Maya. Not artificially we want to be detached from Maya. Just like theoretically I know that I'm not this body. But the bodily necessities are there because I'm encased in the body. Therefore, the bodily necessities, eating, sleeping, mating, defending, should be done in relationship with Krishna. Then it's all right. Then my consciousness is always in Krishna and I am detached to my bodily demands. And those who are not Krishna conscious, their bodily demands is on the materialistic platform. They are going on increasing the degree of fever and coming to the 107 degree. You are also going tomorrow?
Yes.
That's right. Oh, then the yacht, yeah, golden car, is very nice.
Well, thank you, I'm glad you like it.
It's a golden car. Gold plate.
Yes.
What did it cost?
$20.
So I'll offer one day sweet rice to Krishna in this pot. I've asked already Govinda that they make little sweet rice and offer to Krishna. Then the pot will be used. Yes. India is still amongst the Hindu family. Whenever they use some new thing, household, they'll offer first of all to the deity. Every family has got deity. Hindu family, especially the high class Brahmin Kshatriya, they must have Narayan Sila. You know Narayan Sila?
The stone?
Shalagram.
Stone.
Yes. Well, that is worshipped in every family. Acche Siladi. Sila. Sila means stone. So, the Acche, the worshipable, I think this is correct.
Yeah, it's correct.
Yes. Past 5:30. What is the time?
I have 45 after. Uh-huh.
This is right?
Yes. Well, no, it's 5 minutes slow.
I think so. I don't know. My watch is 10 or 5 minutes fast. My watch is always fast.
This is still slow. This is correct time now.
Your watch is still drop-proof.
Because it is correct to the church bell. Yes. Church cannot be.
So the ceremony will be at 6, yes?
Yes, 6:30.
6:30?
Yeah. 1 hour after. So take care of your child very nicely. She is Krishna conscious child. Yes. And Lilavati is. Child has grown very nice.
Oh, very nice. Oh, it's so beautiful. So
and what about that girl?
Sophie Devi?
Yes.
Oh, very nice. Oh, child. Kanapur is beautiful. He loves children. The best little boy you could ever imagine.
I see.
He's already Brahmachari. Just is fantastic. Upendra really loves that kid. Upendra picks up Kanapur, and Upendra doesn't know about children. And he'll take Kanapur and he'll make him kiss every picture in the temple. He smashes his head against the feet of Lord Chaitanya and go, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And Kanapur will go bang, bang, bang. And he smiles. Beautiful.
Very nice. Sorry, Mula, you have got to say anything?
I've got to say anything? No, I was just listening.
Thank you.
Very good.